Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Today we've got Daniel on the line. He's a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center. Daniel Israel, good afternoon to you.
Hi Simon, good to be with you.
Yeah, I can't tell you how good it is to be with you. There's a bit of a backstory there, but more about that later, Daniel.
Looking forward to hearing about it.
Okay, I hope I'm sounding cool and calm and collected. Daniel, are we, South Africa, are we in recovery?
So, Simon, we are technically not in recovery. The World Health Organization classifies recovery as when 5% of the case, the tests being done are coming back positive. And in South Africa at the moment, we're getting between 7 and 8% coming back positive. But we should be very reassured because we were sitting in the 20s, 25%, 27%, somewhere around there. And now we're sitting at 7 and 8%. So we are almost in recovery from that definition. The other definition, according to the Oxford group, is 1 in 100,000 people getting new cases of corona per day. And we're a bit above that. The important thing here, though, is just to understand that we still are getting a flow of cases. It's not a heavy flow, and it's not a significant number of cases. But it's important to know that it's like a fire burning in a field that hasn't gone out. So at any time it can resurge. So we're almost in recovery.
Yeah, that's a very interesting word, recovery, Daniel. I mean, again, there is a backstory as to what happened this afternoon and why I am running around late, etc. But this morning we were told that a very loyal, dear friend of the station passed away from COVID this morning. This is real, Daniel. This has come home. This is people we know and love. And for whatever reason, there is a feeling out in the world that things are okay, that it's okay to hug and meet and dine, and it's not. And it's not, and it's certainly not.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, interestingly, in my practice, I have a family who contracted it on Rosh Hashanah, and one of the older members of the family are in ICU now. And that's as a result of meeting and dining. I mean, we spoke yesterday a little bit about if you're meeting someone in the sukkah and how to do it safely. I mean, the first option is always going to be don't meet anybody, without a doubt. I felt it was important to speak a little bit about in certain situations where we've measured the risk and we know that the person we're having over needs to have the social interaction. We know they are their family. They've been quarantined. How best to see them with a mask and ventilation and the things we spoke about in our previous chats. But the point is that coronavirus spreads by social interaction, and unfortunately it still is in our community, and you're seeing that in port. I'm sorry to hear about the Sky FM situation, but yeah, it's out there. So, you know, now and ever, we really still have to be very careful.
And just because it has become so unbelievably real for me over the last 24 hours, because I was one of those who was lulled into a sense of complacency, if that's the correct word, perhaps. But if you have a comorbidity, if you are overweight, if you have diabetes, if you've got anything like that, the frightening thing is the asymptomatic carriers. Daniel, that's what the case in this particular eventuality was. The person we think got infected by somebody was asymptomatic. I mean, they're not putting blame at anybody's door, not at all. But there are people who are carrying
and
the
that's
virus.
That's the point with corona, is that it's not about only the individual. But we all know that if you have a comorbidity and you're older than 60, or you need to stay home and not go out. But the question is, if you're young and you're 35 and you don't have any issues, why can't you? And the real reason is because if you become infected and you're hardly symptomatic, or it's missed, or you're asymptomatic, there's a good chance you're going to spread it to somebody else who does have comorbidities. So it's a communal responsibility we have here to protect one another. And perhaps that's the real challenge here, that, you know, as a overall society.
Daniel Israel, as always, thank you so very much for your input. Look forward to chatting to you same time tomorrow.
Great. And tomorrow I'd like to chat about how we can try and emulate Italy in our behavior in the second wave time, and not the other countries in Europe. So looking forward to that. We'll do that then.
Very much so. Thank you, Daniel.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.